The K-Rock Football pre-game interview.
Time to go inside the St Mary's camp now. Their co-coach Glenn Keith, good enough to join us very early on a Saturday morning. Here's Chris Nichols standing alongside him.
Hey, Keasty, after last week's, I'll term surprise loss, good chance to reset and get back on track.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the good thing about footy, particularly this time of the year, and we probably have had, obviously, those couple of years of COVID where we've been stop-start, the fact that we've had sort of 10 games or 9 games in a row, and then the week comes around really quickly, so we just get another chance to get on the bike again and redeem ourselves.
Now, he's asked me to ask you this. How's Ben Maloney tracking?
Ben did, or I'm sure he would tell you he's going really well. Beamer's coming along really nicely. He'll play at 2 p.m. today, or 2:10, or whatever it is. So, or 2:40, I think it is. So, he's got his wish. So he'll have another week there, and hopefully get him back next week.
Keasy, thanks for joining us. Appreciate you being accommodating too to play early to allow us to broadcast the game today. What did you learn from last week, or some areas you identified that maybe you were just a little bit off that you need to rectify ahead of today?
Yeah, it's a good question, Kingy. We probably have felt that a few things have been a bit off for a few weeks. So, I suppose you sometimes tend to, when you have a win and you're probably not playing so well, you probably don't jump in and pull it apart as much as you do when you have a loss. So I think there's just definitely some things that we've gone away from that we've probably prided ourselves on that, you know, we've addressed this week. And, the guys have been really good and put their hand up and going, yeah, no, we got it. We'll get back to what we need to do. So just basic principles of footy of just respecting your opponent and making sure that, you're playing the game in a 1v1 sort of format. We've gone away from that a little bit.
Keasy, on the back of that, I guess, we can all look at stats either way you want to look at stats, but I guess on the back of what you're saying there is, I guess one of the glaring stats was minus 63 in tackles and minus 34 in hardball gets. So was it the case they got you around the ball a little bit, that you surprised you a bit?
Yeah, you've got to be a bit careful with the stats because my understanding of the way the stats work is you'll have the same person doing your stats, so it's not necessarily the negative, outcome of that. But it was, for me, it was we were down on our tackles. So we certainly felt like, Leopold, they got strong mids. And, they came to play and probably, gave our guys a bit of a lesson. So I'm really confident our guys will bounce back and we get to play against a really good midfield today. They're a bit similar in terms of size and shape so we get a chance really quickly to redeem ourselves.
Obviously, with Dowling coming back into the side, statistically wise, you guys are a 6 scoring shot better side with him in the side. Why is that, do you think? Is it because he demands the ball, or do you play a little bit different when he's there, or what do you think you could put that down to?
Yeah,
apart from him being so good.
Yeah, he's a pretty good player. Look, it's probably a bit of everything, I think. I feel like we probably haven't been getting the inside 50 count the way we've been getting inside 50s, but not to the, like, I think we were plus 16 or something last week. But we're just not getting the quality inside 50s. And then, obviously, I think it's just coincided with Paddy going out. But, sometimes you just got to put it down to they're good players, so they get the footy.
We speak to you and Robbo about your depth, and it's being tested on a weekly basis. Tom Lang out now, Pritchard out as well. What's the deal with Pritchard?
He got stood on late last week, so he played most of the game. But being cleared of any bone damage, but just got a little bit of just sore in the ligament still. Didn't feel like he could tackle. He could, grab the footy, but just didn't feel like he could probably get through a game of senior footy. So we just opted to give him the week off and so forth. And Langy, obviously, has broken a bone in his hand. So we'll find out probably Monday whether that's surgery or, depending on what the surgeon sort of says, surgery or just let it heal. So either way, I think the recovery is about the same. So,
so
it's about
Lang,
6 weeks.
Lang out, Dowling back in. Still some changes, though, in that forward half.
Yeah, I think so. I think just obviously bigger ground, I think, gives us an opportunity to use space a bit today. So guys like Kane Loftus will probably play a bit more forward. So he'll certainly give us some speed, as you know. So we'll probably have a bit of a different look.
Darcy Sherguin, can you just give us an update on how he's tracking, Keasty?
Darcy's just going through a bit of a tough patch himself and has decided to sort of have a few weeks off. So, we're sort of keeping in touch with Darcy and just letting him have a bit of space at the moment. And, you know, I think he's just obviously been through quite a lot over not just this year but the last few years, and you know, since draft age and all that sort of stuff, and I think he's dealing with a little bit of that, and so yeah, we'll just let him have a bit of space, and hopefully we can get him back in the second half of the year, but or second part of the last part of the year sort of thing. So but yeah, he's just obviously having a bit of a rest at the minute.
Okay. Young Keast is playing at Werribee today, is that correct?
He is, yes.
Have you had a chance to see him play for Werribee yet?
I got the great opportunity to go to Punt Road on Wednesday night a week ago, which was about 3 degrees, I think, and slippery and wet.
It was a terrific win, though.
They wouldn't let anyone in the grandstand, so you had to stand in about 100 metre space of on the ground, so you couldn't hardly... My eyesight's terrible in the dark anyway, so you couldn't see too much, but... He did okay, and they've had a good win. I think he's played in the last four games, and they've won three, so he's going okay.
Yeah, good stuff. Was going to ask the question of you just about Leopold last week. What did you like about what you saw of Gary Hocking's men? That something that you probably bank for potentially running into them in September?
Yeah, look, probably what you'd expect of someone like Buddha, who's coming out of an AFL system, that they're pretty well structured and certainly played in a pretty... structured way. They were pretty committed to what they were doing. There were some great edits actually that we showed our guys of some of the self-sacrifice that some of their guys were doing to run 60 metres to put a block on and things like that. So yeah, I suppose if we get the opportunity to play against them again in finals, we certainly, there's a few things that we'd take away and hopefully improve on.
Keasty, really appreciate your time. Once again, thank you for playing early. We really do appreciate it, and it has worked out well for Ben Maloney that he wanted to play after 2 o'clock and he's got his wish. He just didn't realise it would be in the reserves. Yeah. And I know he's listening.
Yeah, he'll be listening for sure, mate.
Actually, somebody wanted to hint that Damien McMahon never rolled out at midday. He wasn't a time he agreed with, and wanted
to
mention
that. Yeah, we could fix that, though.
He's in the mid-year K-Rock team of the year. Yeah, absolutely. How about that? He's not budging. He's not going anywhere.
Absolutely. He's flying at the moment. Keasty, good luck this afternoon. Really appreciate your time. Look forward to talking to you post-game.
Thanks, guys. All the best for the call.
Glenn Keasty joining us here. Coach of St Mary's. Great to have him join us in the box ahead of today's clash.
The K-Rock Football pre-game interview.